Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Khususan ala sayyidi al-rusuli wa khatam al-anbiya wa ala alihi al-azkiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya amma ba'd. During the 13 years of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam living in Makkah Mukarramah, the Quraysh, who were the majority and did not believe in Islam, rather they viewed Islam as a threat. They tried to find different ways to reject Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All sorts of ways. They tried to accuse the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, slander against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, got his own family people to turn against him. They tried physical torture. And when they ran out of options to continue to pester Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two people from Makkah Mukarramah traveled up north to Medina. And the reason why these people came to Medina was because Medina Munawwara housed a large group of Jewish community. Now the Jewish community, they were people of the book, they were people of scripture, who viewed themselves as intellectually superior, and so did the Meccans look up to them. The Meccans felt that this man claims scripture, these people are masters in scripture, so let's reach out to the Jewish community and ask them for an approach, a tactic, to catch Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam off guard and try to humiliate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These two men, they met with some Jewish rabbis, and the rabbi said to them, go back to Makkah Mukarramah and ask him three questions. But here's the catch. If he answers all three of them, he is a false prophet. If he answers only one of them, he is a false prophet. He should only be able to answer two, and he should have no answer for the third. This was such a good setup that the Quraysh were confident that this was going to be their game. This was the final point that they were going to slam in, and the matter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was over. They arrived to Makkah Mukarramah. The people gathered together. They sat in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they asked him, O Muhammad, tell us about the group of young people who were sent to the cave, who went off to the cave. Question number two. Tell us about the man who traversed the east and the west and conquered. And thirdly, tell us about the soul. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to them, I will tell you tomorrow. Next day, those guys, they came back. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had no answer. They came back the day after that. Where's our answer? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam again had no answer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's knowledge was not something that originated from within. Rather, it was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was revelation. And like this, multiple days passed by. According to some narrations, 15 days passed by, while others claim more than that. And every time they came and they asked, where's our answer? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no answer for them. And this was an I got you moment for the Quraysh. We got you, we cornered him, he has no answer for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of this incident in the Quran in Surah Al-Kahf, in verse number 23 and 24. He says, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Do not say that you will do something tomorrow without adding inshaAllah as well. وَفْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ. And remember your Lord when you forget. وَقُلْ and say, عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. That maybe my Lord will guide me to a more straight path, to a path that is closer to that which is straight. لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. After this verse was revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us all a lesson. And that lesson is that whenever we decide to do something in our lives, we should always remember to include Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. Don't be too confident in yourself. Clearly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relied on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there was no doubt in that at all. But then there was an adab, there was an etiquette that was missed, that was necessary for the people that were learning from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muslim or otherwise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held back revelation. After this ayah was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inshaAllah, now revelation starts. They ask you regarding the young folk who went to the cave, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ. Allah Azza wa Jal reveals the whole story of these people in Surah Al-Kahf. They ask you regarding ذُو الْقَرْنَيْنِ وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذُو الْقَرْنَيْنِ قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. Come, let me tell you his story. And the verses are then revealed regarding ذُو الْقَرْنَيْنِ. As for the third question, they asked him regarding the soul in the ruh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْنِ رَبِّي. The ruh is a secret of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You have been not granted knowledge of this, but a very little. These people were blown away, because they were seeing revelation in first hand. But unfortunately, their arrogance was such that no matter how many proofs you present, they weren't willing to accept. And it's a sad reality, because when we look at people in history who were presented with clear proofs and didn't accept, it's easy for us to dismiss them as fools, but then we fail to see that in our very own selves. How often does it happen that you're in conversation with someone and you have a particular opinion, and someone quotes to you clear scripture, clear proof, not just an opinion, not just a crazy idea, but they're quoting something that means something that's been documented, refuted and counter-refuted. But then we walk away saying, well, I'm going to do what I want to. That's a very Qurayshi answer. And it requires some humbleness to at times see revelation and put yourself down. And say, آمنا وصدقنا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, so we accept and we trust it. This is the message of Allah azza wa jal. And this is a powerful lesson from us all, to learn from the arrogance of the Quraysh, and then also to learn from the ta'deeb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in all of your affairs and anything you do, never forget to add, inshaAllah. The barakah will come there. That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will be directed towards you. With that, we close here. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to act upon this, to bring this into our lives, allows us to be humble in front of revelation, and blesses us with the tawfiq and divine ability to always be connected to Allah in all of our affairs, all of our actions, all of our statements. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.